Hello, everyone. It is 7 o'clock. And it's time for us to get started. I wanted to first begin by thanking you for calling in today. I want to encourage you also to continue to spread the word about what we're doing. We'll be doing this for a couple of more weeks. We will continue on, but we'll more than likely have a new schedule as soon, True Vision, you know, we will be back in our regular gathering of Bible study on Wednesday night. So we'll find a different schedule for this. But I am just pleased to know over the last few weeks we've ministered to over 300 or so people by this call, and you've made that happen. We're averaging 100 plus or 130 plus, I think, each week. So let's increase that, not just for numbers' sake, but let's find more people we can minister to, more people who can who should know about what we're doing in this time. It's 15 minutes, and I'm betting that it's for many of us, this 15 minutes is the best 15 minutes of our day, and I'm hoping so as we share together, listen through the technology God has given us. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for your faithfulness, doing it every week. And I want to thank you and encourage you to spread the number, spread the code to other people. Let them know what we're doing in San Antonio, outside of Texas, wherever it may be. Let them know. Today I want to just talk about a fun or a lighter topic, dealing with joy, dealing with rejoicing, really. The fact of Jesus, did he have joy? Did Jesus have fun? Did Jesus laugh? And from this, I want us to see an example of how we can be. Now, if you've been in church any length of time, you know there are some people who go to church, but they're not happy. They have no joy. They take their religion too, their faith too serious. I mean, they look like they've been sucking on lemons, and some of them believe that the more serious they are, the more holy they are. They equate being stoic and being serious with being holy. But I'm here to tell you that that's not necessarily the truth. See, there's been there has been a notion that Jesus never laughed. People think he never had fun. Traditionally, most of the paintings, really all the paintings you see pretty much of Jesus, have tended toward him being this melancholy kind of guy, betraying him as a somber, a gloom savior. And it is true, don't get me wrong, that Jesus became our sin bearer. He came for a very serious purpose. The Bible says that Jesus was despised. It says that he was rejected by man, a man of suffering, familiar or acquainted with grief and familiar with pain. Jesus was rejected. Even in his hometown, that's not fun, the place you grew up in, to find out that you have no honor there, rejected there. He wept at a friend's graveside in John. That's recorded about Lazarus. And of course, ultimately he experienced the cross, suffering and the shame of it all. However, listen to me, this does not mean Jesus never had a lighthearted moment or that he never had occasion to have fun or to laugh. See, the picture of Jesus that we find in the Gospels is one that is well-rounded, and it shows his magnetic personality. Let me go here. It shows Jesus with children. He carried children in his arms. And think about children. What child wants to be around someone who never laughs, who never has fun? Jesus, we find him around children quite a bit. He was accused, watch this, of being too joyful on one occasion. They accused Jesus. They said this in Luke chapter 7, verse 34. They said, "The Son of Man has come eating and drinking." And you say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber. Listen, he came in a party mood, if you will. He came as a fun guy, the life of the party, you know. He told John's disciples that it was not time for mourning. So Jesus knew the times. He knew the right time to laugh. He knew the right time to mourn. And he told John's disciples on an occasion on Matthew chapter 9, verse 15, it wasn't a time for mourning. See, the very fact, listen to this, that we are humans and we have a sense of humor indicates that God does too. He also has a sense of humor. How do I know this? See, we often talk about how we are made in his image and in his likeness. And guess what? Some of the things that, the way we're made up, guess what? God has emotions, if you will. He displays emotions. God, as we have a sense of humor, God has a sense of humor. Have you ever seen some of the things that God made? Think of the penguin. I know. Think of the platypus. Think of some of these canines, these puppies, these dogs. Listen, that builds a strong case for God having a sense of humor when you think about some of the things he's made. I mean, they have awkward shapes. They're kind of funny. It's kind of funny. I know somebody's getting offended right now. Listen, Jesus, as the Son of God, shares God's attributes. As we have humor, we're made in God's image. God is humor. Jesus has a sense of humor. Y'all, we got to lighten up a little bit. See, as the Son of Man, Jesus shares in the full human experience. I know it's hard for us to think of Jesus as a man, theologically, doctrinally, we know that he was God, 100% God. But here's the miracle of it all. As he was 100% God, Jesus was also 100% man. And so he shares in the full human experience. We cannot imagine life without laughter. Even those in dire circumstances have known seasons of joy. Everyone laughs and appreciates good humor. To say that Jesus never expressed joy through laughter is akin to denying his full humanity. Jesus, listen, he had a sense of humor in his teaching. Jesus' discussion of the law, think about that. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 through 5, Jesus talks about the log being in one's eye. Y'all, that's a purposeful exaggeration. Can you imagine the hearers in his day when he talks about taking a log out of your eye? Now, they knew that was an exaggeration. You can't get a log in someone's eye. That was funny. That was funny. It was a lighthearted time. Listen. He also talks about the camel going through the eye of a needle. See, we've heard these things many times, but to that crowd, believe me, it was a time of laughter, or it was just ludicrous to think of it that way. Jesus did that. Jesus encouraged joyful laughter, most famously in the Beatitudes. Listen, in the Beatitudes recorded in Matthew 5 and also recorded in Luke chapter 6, even in the Stoic King James Version, here's what Jesus says, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh." Listen, I didn't have to find a user-friendly or watered-down version. The King James Version says, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh." Certainly, there's nothing wrong with laughter. If the Lord is saying and promising, listen, trust him. You may be weeping now, but trust him. You'll be laughing soon. Jesus spoke of rejoicing in his parables. Do you remember that parable in Luke chapter 15? It's a three-angled parable. It talks about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. They were all lost, but all of them were found. And the result in each case was great, what? Rejoicing. Rejoicing. I don't know how you can rejoice without having fun. I don't know how you can rejoice without laughing. Even more telling is that Jesus told these stories as illustrations of the joy before the angels. He told the stories about how it was laughter and rejoicing with the person who found the coin and the son and the sheep. But he tells it as an illustration of the angels of God. He says there's joy in the presence of angels over one sinner who repents. Do you know that God throws a party every time someone gets saved? Guess what? The occasion of your salvation, the occasion of you coming to Jesus, trusting him as Lord and Savior, that occasion was cause for a party in heaven. There's joy in the presence of angels. Guess who's in the midst? Guess who's in the presence of angels? Jesus is right there. Jesus had a serious mission to accomplish in this world, but he was not one to be somber all of the time. There is no verse in the Bible that explicitly says Jesus laughed, but we know that he emphasized to us about joy and laughter. He felt all of our emotions. You see, laughter is part of life. And I want to say this, Jesus truly lived. Matter of fact, here's what he said, "I come that you might have life." And think about this now, not just life, but be full of life. He said, "I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He didn't just come to save us and for us not to have, listen, y'all, some silliness, if you will, in our life, some lighthearted times in our life. The Bible tells us to rejoice. Guess what? Over and over again. You read these passages, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. That's what the word blessed means. It means be happy in spite of your circumstances. And I want to close with this. That's the difference, though. The difference is that we can have joy. We can rejoice. We can be happy. We can be blessed. We can laugh. And not just when things are going well in our lives. Someone said this, and it's not a biblical scripture, but I believe it lines up with scripture, that laughter is medicine for the soul. And when was the last time you really had a good laugh? I'm not talking about laughing at something that's vulgar or something that does not please God or that brings, you know, shame to the church, to the kingdom, or to you. I'm not talking about that. But when was the last time you had fun? When was the last time you laughed? When was the last time you, you know, had joy and had good fellowship? Listen, saints, we are really living below where God wants us to be when we don't realize the blessing of having fun. I believe we'll have less heart attacks. We'll have less stress. We'll have less strain on our lives when we learn how to laugh and have fun. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. I can't go to a church where it's serious all the time, where there is no fun. Listen, I love it here at True Vision. I love the people here at True Vision. And I love to have fun, and God has made us this way. So let's not deny this part of who we are in the Lord. I want to thank you for sharing with us tonight. It is 11 after 7, and I'm getting ready to enter now into a time of prayer. You know what I'm going to pray for right now? Among other things, I know that it's summer and people are still in and out of town and vacationing. I'm going to pray for that. I'm going to pray for, you know, people who are just going through some things. But I want to pray for all of us as it relates to the joy that the Lord wants us to have. We used to sing this song or have this saying, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And you know what? You shouldn't let the world take it away. The devil is a killjoy. That's what he wants to do. He wants to rob you. He wants to rob you of your joy. But the Lord wants us to have it, and we should walk in it. And I tell you what, it will enrich your faith. And it comes based on faith, and it comes based on hope. You see, you can have joy when you know it's going to get better. You can have joy when you know it's going to work out. You can have joy when you know, no matter what it looks like, that God is in control. Let's pray. God, how we bless you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we have learned that heaven is a place of rejoicing. Heaven is a place of singing. Lord, heaven, we believe it is a place of rejoicing and dancing. And God, we thank you that we know this now, that our faith doesn't have to be so somber, doesn't have to be so serious. I know it's a serious matter, oh God, as it relates to salvation. But Lord, help us to have this life and have abundant life and be full of it. Lord, as I pray for our joy, I pray for those right now who are traveling this summer season, vacations and family reunions. Give them safe passage and traveling grace, Lord, wherever they're going or coming back from. Get them back home safely, Lord, as we ready even now for school that's coming pretty soon next month, as our children are gearing up for that. Lord, get them focused where they need to be focused. Lord, I pray for those who are just struggling right now. There are people without work, jobs. And I know, Lord, you've called us to give us, you've given us talents and gifts that they may be used in a career or at the workplace. And I pray you open the door for them, that they will walk through that door as you told us to ask, to seek, and to knock. I pray, Lord, that they will have the boldness to do just that, Lord, in your name and in your will and by your way, God. And, Lord, I close again by thanking you for reminding us that we don't have to walk around with our heads down, looking like we've been sucking on sour things all day long, on lemons. Thank you, God, that we can have the joy of the Lord. And we know that's where our strength comes from. Our strength, the joy of the Lord is our strength, the joy of the Lord. And I, Lord, I know that it's not just what makes us happy, it's what makes you happy. And Lord, give us the heart you have, like David, a heart after yours, that we can enjoy what you enjoy, that we can be happy because you are happy. Thank you, God, for being our God, for being our Father, for being our Savior. We thank you always in the name of our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish someone could say amen today.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in today. We really appreciate you having you. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Pastor Brown.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Brown.
I'll be up here somewhere.
Amen. Amen. That's the end of it. That's the end. Yes. Amen. Amen.
She'll say she hit it.
They don't look at us, huh?
You all even know we didn't say that. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? I couldn't get near him.
Come on.
I'm missing it.
Oh.